Mexican rap punk rock band Molotov has been hugely popular in Latin America, in part because of its funny, politically astute lyrics. Molotov criticizes politicians of all stripes and nations, including the United States. And the lead drummer and rapper in this Mexican band is an American. Randy Ebright has been playing music in Mexico for 12 years and has made a place for himself within Mexican pop culture. As part of an occasional series on Americans abroad, NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
During a publicity blaze for Molotov's latest record, posters were hung all over Mexico City displaying a caricature of U.S. President George W. Bush. A strongly worded inscription basically instructs the president to buzz off. It's a line from a song called Frijolero, or Bean Grower, on Molotov's latest record. The song pokes fun at prejudices on both sides of the border.
Now I wish I had a dime for every single time I've gotten stared down for being in the wrong side of town. And a rich man I'd be if I had those kind of chips. Lately I want to smack the mouths of these racists.
That's Molotov drummer and rapper Randy Ebright, a 27-year-old from New Orleans who never dreamed he'd make a life in Mexico when he came here as a young teenager, much less become a member of a successful Mexican band touring the world. De unos cuantos gringos rancheros le seguirás diciendo good for nothing wetback si tuvieras tú que empezar de cero. You can imagine yourself from the outside, he raps in fluent Spanish on the studio version, to be a Mexican crossing the border, thinking of your family, leaving everything you know behind, having to dodge the bullets of so many gringo ranchers. Frijolero helped catapult Molotov to fame. These days, Ebright barely has time to chat between tours. This afternoon, he sits in a restaurant near his Mexico City home with his Mexican wife, Patty, and their baby daughter, Chloe. Ebright remembers being told the family was moving to Mexico when he was 15 years old.
My dad got transferred here, worked in the American Embassy for 3 years as a DEA agent, and went to the American school here in Mexico City. And I was totally in defiance of, like, Mexican culture at that time.
Ebright says he was angry at being uprooted and devoted little time to his studies. Already a nascent drummer, he says he hid in his music to get away from his largely upper-class Mexican schoolmates.
Kids that are like 14 years old driving Mercedes-Benz and just like Jaguars and just all the money in the world, the snobbiest people you could be around. That was kind of a shocker. I really never even dove into the culture until later. Cualquier cosa que tengo un poco de poder quiero convertirme en el músico político y construir el piso al periférico.
Ebright was finally kicked out of the American school and began playing in bars and clubs around the capital. Within a few years, the teen who'd rejected elitist Mexican life found himself embracing its popular culture and then representing it. This Molotov song, called Hit Me, skewers corruption in the capital to the delight of young Mexicans. So you think you're gonna hit me? There is substantial anti-American sentiment in Mexico these days, especially since the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. But Ebright says, as an American, he's suffered little prejudice. However, on this song, Molotov's producer yanked Ebright off the mic, saying, as an American, he couldn't represent the song's theme.
So they had a Mexican guy, another guy in the group, sing it. So yeah, it's like sometimes I guess maybe even like the inside people don't believe it. So. If they don't believe me, that's fine, you know. I know who I am, you know, that's cool.
At a recent rehearsal, Randy and his Molotov bandmates prepare for a Latin American and European tour that will keep them on the road for months. Ironically, says Molotov bassist Tito Fuentes, Ebright is the one who misses Mexico most when the band is traveling.
No, es más chilango que nosotros, de repente, en muchos aspectos, ¿no?
He's more of a Mexico City native than we are, he says. He's the first to marry a Mexican girl. He has a Mexican daughter. On the road, he misses his enchiladas and tacos more than we do. Back at the Mexico City restaurant with his family, Ebright says he has no plans to leave Mexico.
Because it's a part of my life. I have my life's in two languages, two cultures. I have a wife who's Mexican. I have a baby that needs definitely to have those two cultures.
Though Molotov hasn't become big in the States yet, Ebright hopes a few shows in major U.S. cities this fall will plant the band's feet, like his own, on both sides of the border. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.